Track 10.
Hello, my name is Bob Rocha. I am the Director of Science and Education Programs here at the New Bedford Whaling Museum. Thank you for joining us in the Jacobs Family Gallery. This space is home to the Whales Today Biology and Behavior Exhibition. We like to think of this portion of Whales Today as the space that explains what we know about whales and their kin. To that end, as a way to get started, we recommend that you review the freestanding cetacean station display panels for an overview of the basic characteristics and origins of cetaceans. The most notable aspects of this space are the big items, the skeletons, the heart model, the right whale head, and the flukes display. Going big here is necessary. Sometimes the only way to explain the dimensions of the larger species is to display the actual skeletons and create full-size models. And there are large round labels on the floor that provide basic details for our three skeletons. We encourage you to read these. A couple of interesting bits of additional information about these animals. Humpback whales, and in this case, our humpback is the whale whose head is facing the wall of windows and is close to the right brick wall. Humpbacks have the longest flippers of any whale species. They are approximately one-third of the body length. Blue whales are the most massive animal ever. You'll notice our blue whale is in the middle of the three skeletons above you. So blue whales are not the longest, but they are certainly the heaviest. And this is possible because the ocean holds up their bulk. And the last of our three whales overhead, the North Atlantic right whale, can eat more than a billion copepods per day and spend at least 12 hours per day feeding, sometimes 16 hours. And please note that none of these animals died as a result of hunting. Sadly, two of the deaths were the result of collisions with ships. Blue whale heart model, and if you are a small person, feel free to crawl inside, is based on the heart of a 100-foot-long blue whale, and that would be approximately 28, 29 meters long. Facts about the heart can be found on this sign next to the human heart model along the wall. The North Atlantic right whale receives special attention from the museum and many of our science partners because of its status as a critically endangered species. Please take the time to read the panels on the wall next to the head sculpture to learn more about their situation. And information about the head sculpture can be found on the label next to the Help North Atlantic Right Whales sign.